I want to speak a little bit on the same subject that I think, and here again, my think is all I got to go on sometimes. My memory is jagged. It's still there, but it sometimes gets the wrong places that it remembers. But if I remember right, I spake on this text just last Sunday. Some got one or two here that would know what I did, or whether that's true or not. But whether I did or not, it's got a good word or two in it. It's in the book of Thessalonians. There's two books of Thessalonians, and this is in the first one. 1 Thessalonians, the first chapter. And the second verse says, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers." I certainly would like to apply that to the congregation here today. And let me put myself in the one that's praying, giving thanks to God, making mention of you in our prayers. I have prayed for this church, as well as the churches of the Mount Zion Association, throughout my ministry. For our people, wherever they are, I love our church. It's meant much to me. It is my life. The next verse is the one that I really want to call to your attention. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. The first word of this verse, remembering, I'd like for it to capitalize it and think real hard on it. Remembering. There's one thing that's associated with it. There has to have been a fact to have taken place somewhere for you to remember. Something has to have happened for you to remember. That's simple, but it's basic to understanding a lot of things. Remember. I think of this text. I can't locate it just a moment in my mind, but it's in the Bible, where Paul wrote to one of the churches. He said, "Remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead according to my gospel." Isn't that a wonderful little simple statement? But I'm going to ask you this other question. Who can believe it? Who does believe it? Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. That is a fundamental principle. That's a fundamental principle of Christianity. If Jesus was not raised from the dead, we're wasting our time. We have no reason to be here today if Jesus Christ was not raised from the dead. And the question is, do you really believe it or just say so? Can you do what the apostle said? Remember. Remember that what he preached. He preached Jesus Christ died and that he was resurrected from the dead. And that was his gospel. If you'll just pardon me, I'll elevate myself a little and say, that's mine too. That's the only gospel I have. That's the good news. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. And it's not only according to Paul's gospel, it's according to Gene's too. It's according to the ministers of this church. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. And a little word is stuck in there. Remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead according to my gospel. He says here that he remembered these Thessalonians without ceasing. They were constantly in his mind. What did he remember? He remembered their work of faith. Would you pardon me if I just said to you, I remember you because of your work of faith. If you weren't working with faith, you wouldn't be here today. The assembly of the saints of God in his church is a work of faith. It takes some effort for the church of God to function. People need to know the Bible teaches that we are to gather together. And let me say it a little further. We together as a unit. Let me say that just again so you can catch it. I'll show you opposite. Some people gather together as a mob. That's people gathered together. But they're a mob. That's not what we're here for. We gather together as a unity. Our unity is in believing that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. We're unified on that, are we not? Your work of faith. I remember, here I got my word again. I remember the Apostle James says something along this subject too. He said, faith without works is dead. When folks quit going to church, their faith is about to die. When they quit wanting to go, it's in the process of dying. I want to keep on going. I want to keep going ever as I can because I want to show my faith by my works. That reminds me, somewhere in the book of Galatians, you'll have just a little expression, faith works by love. That's the way it operates, by love. We come back again to the text that I've read. Remember without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love. It's strange in a way that these kinds of words are stuck together. You've got a work of faith and a labor of love. Love may not be easy. It may be a labor. Sometimes you have to work at loving. And you're liable to sometimes have a little bit of a dose of forgiving to go along with it. Can you really love without sometimes exercising forgiveness? As long as we're human beings, we're going to need some forgiveness. As long as we're human beings, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to say things wrong. We're going to do things wrong. We need to know what to apologize. And above all, we need to be able to accept an apology when it's made. It's terrible to see people trying to get along with each other, but they can't love enough to forgive. It's the truth. You're just not doing much loving unless you got some forgiving to go along with it. There's not any of us that I know of but what Wavy needs to recognize the relationship between loving and forgiving. It's better have some. You won't get much done. But let's listen again. Jesus Christ was the great forgiver. He forgave us of our sins. He put his life in our place. He lived the perfect life to take care of our imperfect. Remembering your work of faith and labor of love. Do you love laboring? That's what it says, though, the labor of love. Most people don't like working. They don't like laboring. It's much easier to just rest. But the Bible tells us there's occasions where you have to labor to enter into his rest. There's a lot of relationships you can find between these words if you can get to understanding some things about it. The labor of love. Do we love the labor? Well, let me say it this way. 71 years of preaching, it's very, very enjoyable. I didn't know much when I started. I don't know a whole lot now. But I know that I learn by doing. If you don't work at something, your learning tends to atrophy, just dry up. You need to keep working. If you don't exercise the mind, it gets to where it won't work at all. Knowing these kinds of things, we come to the other little word, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's this word, patience. I doubt any of us ever get beyond the need for it. Let me put it this way. I'm very impatient in my very nature and makeup. I like for things to pop like that. If they don't, I get impatient quickly. I need to know that there's a great virtue in patience. But you don't just actually automatically get patience. Let's read a scripture, if my memory gets it. I think when it's probably the 5th chapter of Romans, a few verses down in it, it'll say something about we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not to be ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us If you get that last part in it, you can have a good understanding of what he's talking about. Wouldn't be anything in any of this except the Holy Ghost is shed abroad in our hearts and gives us what it said at the very beginning. We glory in tribulations, not just because it's tribulations. We go in tribulations knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Can you see now why we are sometimes impatient? We can't wait for it to get to work. We want to get at it. And with it, we get experience. And eventually, hope begins to spring out of it. By the way, hope is a fond expectation. It's not a wild dream. It's an expectation of reality. It's an expectation of seeing Jesus as he is and being like him. That's the end of hope. It will be finished when we last reach the perfection of heaven, and when we see him as he is and be like him, our hope will be fulfilled. Until then, it's unfulfilled. We look forward. We look forward all the days of our life. We're looking forward to the fulfillment of the hope that we have within us. There are a lot of people sometimes that want to make fun of hope. But I would make a real concrete point. The closest connection you have with heaven is hope. You ain't got there yet. You're still hoping. It's the strongest word that we have of our future end. It's a precious hope. It's a blessed hope. And so folks can never think of anything but a little hope. It's the biggest thing I've got. Patience of hope in the Lord, knowing that patience is worked and does work and brings the experiences that we have in life. It helps us knowing. Another little expression here, verse 4. Knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. What a wonderful expression. Knowing. Do you know that your election, if you have any, it has to be of God? He is the elector. He is the only one that has the authority to choose who will be with him in glory. He's already made that choice. He made the choice. According to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be without him in blame, love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ unto himself. That all took place in the mind of God before the world ever was. Before you ever had a being, you were already elected of God in Christ. We come around where we have some degree of knowledge of it. As it says here, we give thanks to God and remembering he is our creator. remembering He is the beginner of what we are. We're what we are because of Him. He is the one that brought us out of nature's darkness into the light and glory of Jesus Christ, His Son. Verse 5, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. How was the apostle among them? And Silvanus and Timothy, they're mentioned up at the start of this, beginning of this chapter. How did they get to be where they were? They wound up thanking God for putting them in the ministry. What are you and I supposed to do? We ought to be thanking God for putting us into the ministry. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. I often stop and stumble at this word, ensamples. Ordinarily, we think of it as examples, an example. This says in sample. Wonder if it's a little key word of meaning. It might be, probably means a little bit more of the inside part than the X part of it. I don't know. Words have great meanings. Knowing these things, it behooves us to be at work. Work of faith and labor of love. And as we work and labor, let us try to have the patience of hope going along with it. Can always hope for the better. I have good hopes for you. I hope you have good hopes for me. I hope we can pray for one another, labor together with one another, fulfilling the scriptures. So fulfill the law of Christ by laboring together. It's good to meet here in the association. I left my wife at home this morning. She really didn't want me to come. I think she's reached the point that she thinks that I'm old enough to be beyond driving by myself. But she puts up with me. And I was strongly desiring to be here because I have good hope. I have fond expectations, but I recognize that I'm still here, and while I'm here, I need to work and labor. And I can't labor too well at being with you when I just stay at home and do nothing. I need to make the effort as far as I can make it to get there, because there's just something in me that says that's what ought to be done. We ought to love laboring together. We ought to be happy to work together, labor together. And that's what church is. It's where more than one can come together as though they were one. I appreciate Rocky Mount Church. I appreciated it the years past. I came here once when I was just a teenager to a singing school taught by Brother J. Elmer Kitchens. I enjoyed the singing school, and I could stay in the homes of people here, even though I lived over at Scottsboro. I could stay here with them, be with. Fact is, Brother Copeland even let me, when I was 16 years old, let me drive his Jeep and carry the singing school kids to a baseball game, I think, at Arab. And at the same time it happened, I remember this very distinctly. Brother Copeland had a son named Paul. He was just a little younger than I. He did not have driver's license. But the truth of it is, he could have driven that Jeep a whole lot better than I could, because I'd never driven a Jeep till I was here at that time, and it was a little bit different. And I'm sure that as we were riding around Arab, and me is fumbling along, trying to shift gears, that and the other, I'm satisfied that Paul probably was sitting there thinking, I could do better than that, and he probably could have. But I've got memories of things like that. I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to come to that singing school. I'm thankful that at that service in 1950, at the close of my preaching that time, Brother Elmer Kitchens had a daughter named Jackie. She united with the church at the close of that meeting. I was anxious. Actually, didn't have time and don't have enough time to do things I want to. I'd love to have looked through the Rocky Mount Church book. They've got one, and I imagine it probably has the meeting of the association written up. And if I remember right, Jackie actually had her membership at this church, having joined at that time, and later got a letter to carry to their home church where her father belonged. Anyway, I'm just sending that other thing to let you know, at the present time, I still have some good memories of even Rocky Mount Church and association of it. But better than that, I want to keep on remembering that Jesus Christ arose from the dead according to the gospel of Paul, and as I told you, it's also according to my gospel too. I'm sure it's the same thing it's according to Matt's gospel too. May God add his blessing to the effort I've made today.